like people put 18 pairs of rubber punches on. It's not contradicting. If you say it, just say maybe there's like there's really a reason for it. They still have a kedusha of their own, so you can't treat them, even though you're not wearing them for a mitzvah. You can't wear them haphazardly either. You've got to wear them in the normal era, but because it's Shabbos and it's got the Greg Sman. To show that you're not doing the mitzvah, to show you're wearing two pairs. And people know that you're not doing it for the mitzvah, because nobody wears two pairs stolen at once. But you've got to at least be wearing them correctly. I can't see in my back pocket, I can't tie them on my leg.
Good. Because I don't have an answer to you, the Gemara says, all right, touche, Iboy Seiko. Let's try another one. Okay? Now you see the classical problem whenever you have an Iboy Seiko. Your question is good.
Okay.
Let's look for another. Iba Yisema, probably, Kule Alma, Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Maybe Shabbos, everyone agrees, is a proper time to put on Tefillin. The Hocha, but in this Machlokes, the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmael happens to deal with the mitzvah Strichas Kavona coming out. That when you do a mitzvah, it needs Kavona. What does that mean? Tanakama says that when you go ahead and put on one pair of tefillin, is lotseis boi kavona. In order to go ahead and observe the mitzvah, you have to have the kavona the way you do the mitzvah normally. And that is one pair of tefillin. Ram Gamliel sova, Ram Gamliel held, no. Low boy, even if Shabbos was the proper time to put on tefillin, just because you have two pair of tefillin on, you don't have to have the kavona that you have to have it on properly. You put it on, that's the mitzvah. The fact that you have two and it's somewhat improper or somewhat unusual does not validate the one that you have on. That would automatically count. So no questions on it.
In other words, what you're saying.
No questions on it.
I am confused.
Confused? If you're confused, you should be confused. Where do you pick up?
Yeah.
Where do you pick up the machlokas of mitzvah shrichas kavona and not shrichas kavona? That's
that's new Shabbos anyhow.
Well, no. We assume that Shabbos is man. Okay? According to this one. According to this try, which is what, the fourth one? Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Okay? Now you find a pair of tefillin, and Shabbos is Zman Tefillin.
Put it on.
But how? With the kavana of doing the mitzvah or not doing the mitzvah?
Tanakhama says doing the mitzvah.
Doing the mitzvah, if that's the case. Put it on properly. And how do you put it on? One pair of tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel says, I know. There's no inyan here that in the doing of the mitzvah you have to have the kavana of the doing of the mitzvah. You do a mitzvah and you don't have kavana. You do a mitzvah called, let's say, Shmon Esrei, tefillah, and you don't understand what Slach Lo Novinu Kichotanu means. You said it, however, and you're still a Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah on some level. So here you're putting on two pairs of tefillin.
Okay.
To show that even, to prove that Rabbi Gamliel shows from this 2-2, that even if you put on two pair of tefillin and your kavanas are suspect as far as the mitzvah itself, nonetheless you've observed the mitzvah.
Another question. They still don't, nobody yet, I don't know if anybody will, but nobody yet has explained why Rabbi Gamliel says two.
Nope.
Does,
right.
Does anybody explain it?
Not yet. I don't know. Give me a couple more lines. Let's see.
All right.
Okay. No. Therefore, we're try number what?
Four.
No, we finished four.
Five.
Now we're five. Huh? Oh, that was four?
Iba Yisema.
Another attempt. The Kule Alma, let us say. The Kule Alma, let's say, slow boy. Let us assume that both Tanoim hold that in order to do a mitzvah, you don't have to have the kavana that you are doing it properly. V'hocha, but here, the machlokas is la'avor mishum bal tosif kol mipalgin. The machlokas is another thing altogether, and that's bal tosif. Bal tosif is you have a quantity to a mitzvah, and you go ahead and add to that quantity. You do more than what the mitzvah is. You have a mitzvah of 4 minim, and you put in 5 minim. Of 4 kamfos of tzitzis, you put in 5, and so on. And here is an inyan of bal tosif. The Tanakama sova. Tanakama holds lavo mishum bal tosif. That if you are going to do the avera of bal tosif, is lo boi kavona, you don't have to be aware that you're doing it. As long as you add, it's also. And Rav Gamliel sova. Rav Gamliel holds lavo mishum bal tosif. In order to go ahead and say that you have violated Baal Tosef, his boy Kavona, mm-hmm. You have to have Kavona. And on Shabbos, when you put on two, what is your intention? To protect the tefillin. Okay. It's not Baal Tosef. Because if it was Baal Tosef, it would be a mitzvah, habo ba'avera. The mitzvah of protecting the tefillin, that is through the avera of Baal Tosef. Nonetheless,
Baal Tosef is only, if you really, you moisif by adding another tefillin. This the whole idea here is to you, because you want to protect the tefillin. You're not wearing it for a mitzvah. You're not wearing it for a mitzvah. You're wearing it to the kedusha tefillin. So therefore, there's no such thing like
the protection of the kedusha tefillin is also a mitzvah.
Yeah. So there's no bal toisif. The only time bal toisif is if you want to add another pair of tefillin. That's bal toisif. You're supposed to only wear up one pair of tefillin. So you go ahead and you wear two pair. But why do you wear it? You wear it because, I mean, if you wear it because you want to do Baal Tosif, but you're not wearing doing Baal Tosif here. You specifically want to protect the tefillin.
But remember, if to protect the tefillin, we have to worry about whether it's Derech Malbush or Derech Mitzvah. Okay? This is the whole idea. And if it's Derech Mitzvah, is it 4 that we need or 1 that we need? And if it's Derech Malbush, does it have to be the way you wear it regularly? Or bedakka to show that tefillin is Shabbos is Lavzman tefillin, and therefore I put out the... This is it. This is the whole circle. You're going to run yourself around in circles. And that's why the Gemara goes on the Ibayis Eimer. You know, now, if I were calling the shots, I would not finish the next Ibayis Eimer because it gets you into such a complicated situation. But I'm not calling the shots. So you want to go further because the real issue starts in a couple of lines. We haven't resolved whether Shabbos is Zman Tefillin or not. There's no proof yet. There are only assumptions. All right? So let's quickly, and I hope you don't get me down, let's quickly finish the last couple of Ibayis Eimer. And then get into Shabbos and the Zman of Tefillah. Ibo Yisema, maybe we could say differently. Idisvira lom the Shabbos Zman Tefillah. If we hold that Shabbos is Zman Tefillah, the Kule Alma lo lavor boi kabona. And also, we hold that lavor, to go ahead and violate Baal Tosif boy kavona, you must do it be kavona. Why? Because Baal Tosif is a mitzvah, and a mitzvah you got to do be kavona. Then you know you're doing it. The lolot says boy kavona. Okay, and to put on tefillin how b'derech malbush not lolot says needs kavona. V'hocha b'la'avor shelo bismano komikalge. And here we contrive a whole new machlokas. La'avor shelo bizmano. What does it mean? You'll see. Tanakama sova. That la'avor shelo bizmano. To be over to do the avera shelo bismano is coming power. It all is low boy kavon. The Rabban Gamliel sova la avera shelo bismano is boy kavon. What are we over on? We're going to be over on Baal Tosif.
Mm-hmm.
But Baal Tosif, at what time? When it is the Zman to put on the tefillin, or when it's not Zman to put on tefillin? If I go ahead and put on, according to one, if I put on tefillin when tefillin is a Zman on Shabbos, do I also need the Kavona to be Mosif, to be over on the Avera of Baal Tosif? Or is it that I only have to worry about the Baal Tosif action and I don't have to worry about the time? So again, it's two elements. If we define the mitzvah of one tefillin and one tefillin, head and hand, and if you add a second one to each one, it's Baal Tosif, then I have to ask another question. But is it Baal Tosif when tefillin is not the regular time? Let's assume I put on tefillin at a time when it's not Zman Tefillin, and I have Kavona that I'm putting on to.
But is that itself not Baal Tosif?
Huh?
Is that itself not Baal Tosif?
Also, so that's what we have to answer.
Even one man's Tefillin won't be Zman
Tefillin. Correct. If it's Shabbos, it's not Zman Tefillin. And you put on Tefillin on Shabbos, it's Baal Tosif.
With Kavona of it being Tefillin.
Okay.
Right.
And how? Okay. Ihochi, if you're going to argue this one, and say that Baal Tosif must be looked at not only from a perspective of numbers of tefillin, but also the time that you put it on, the Rav Meir, then according to Rav Meir, who, gentlemen, hasn't been mentioned up until now, but you must remember, nope, he's not new. That's Stam Mishnah, whenever we say Tanakama, where does it originate ultimately from? From the opinions of Rav Meir. Okay? So the Rav Meir, Stam Mishnah, meaning Tanakama, afilu zugechot namilo. If we're going to hold this way, then according to Tanakama, you can't even put on one. Because if Shabbos is Labzman Tefillin, and you put it on, what are you doing? It's you being Mosif. It's a Baal Tosif. When on Shabbos you should have how many pairs of Tefillin on? Zero pairs of Tefillin. And you come and put on one. The old, and furthermore, if that's the case, we're going to have to investigate another question that has nothing to do with tefillin, but with Baal Tosif, that Hayoshin Bishmini Besukah is Yilkeh. If you go ahead and you sleep in the Sukkah on the eighth day, what are you over on? Baal Tosif on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because it says Shivat Yomim. It says 7 days. Now, that machlokes we have to go to Sukkah for. Leave it be. It's Ela Mechavarto Kiddushanin and Mikar. It seems that the only one we have to reject all of these Ibois Amos, all of them, and probably go back to the first one. Because every Ibois Amos that we added has a question. Because otherwise we wouldn't have added it. And probably, says the Gemara, that since every Ibois Ema implies that the next one comes only because the one before was difficult, then probably it means that the first one is difficult, but probably the least difficult because that's the one that came first. Now let's get to Zman. If you haven't been with me, let's get further. Let's get moving. The Gemara asks, Uman Shamit Le Shabbos Mantvil. Who is the originator?
Well, what happened to the one line that she was keeping?
I did not. Yeah, I don't want to get. Ela Mechavata. Now, every Iboy Esema that we had up until now has a problem. Okay? Elo, so says the Gemara, since every single one has a problem, the Chavata, the clearest way at this point, is Kidal Shina Meikoro, to go back to the first teretz that we gave. The first teretz we shloved up with anybody Eima, but since it was the first, then probably that's the easiest one. Now, is it 100% conclusive? Probably not. Probably.
As you go further, the same one gets worse and worse. So you better start
weaker. That's it. It's weaker and weaker every single time. So let's stick to the first one. Let's stick to the first one and let's ask a question. Man shamit leiz that Shabbos is mantvil. Who taught us that Shabbos is mantvil? Answers the Gemara, it probably is Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, because we learned in a brayso of the Shamata Sachuka Azos Lomo Adomi Yomim Yomima. This is a pasuk that we say in Tefillin. You should observe the Shamata Sachuka Azos this cult Limo Adoy at its proper time Yomim Yomima. Now Yomim Yomima from day to day. What is Yomim? Velalelos. The chukka, this law, whatever the law is, you'll do it during the day, but not lelos, not at night. Since it says mi yomim yomimo, which is the extra mem, velo kol yom. And we learn from the extra mem that you don't do this mitzvah on all days. Meaning what? Prat, to exclude Shabbosos v'yomim tovim, divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili is the one who says that tefillin, that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. And he learns it from Mi Yomim Yomimo. Mi Yomim. That it's on certain days to exclude certain other days which is Shabbos Yom. Not so Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, that this Pasuk is the that was quoted just now at the beginning of the Braisa, the Shemata Sachuka Azosli Moado Mi Yomim Yomimo, doesn't mean anything about Tefillin. It applies the chukka lo ne'ma chukka zo elo le'inyan Pesach Duvah. It only talks about Korban Pesach. Even though it's in the Parsha of Tefillin. It's in the Parsha of Tefillin. Rabbi Yabakiva holds that this pasuk v'shamata, you'll observe this chukka, this chayt, this law, hazos of Korban Pesach, le'mo'ada every single time on the 14th of Nisan, mi'yomim yamima from year to year only applies to Korban Pesach. It has absolutely nothing to do with Tefillin. And the Zman of Tefillin, meaning that Rabbi Akiva holds that Tefillin, unlike Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Tefillin is what? Zman, is Zman. All the time. Zman Tefillin is all the time, every single day.
Or is he going to get Pesach for learning that Shabbos laws?
Well, okay, so that's Gemara Menachos. But, Elo Hobitnan, if this is the case, I have a problem. The problem concerns a Mishnah. Mishnah says Pesach Korban Pesach v'hamila and bris mila is mitzvah saseh. And if we say, if we hold that bad Mishnah, then we have a problem. Lema delo to Rabbi Akiva. Maybe this Mishnah disagrees.
What's the problem with Pesach and Yehudim and mitzvah
saseh? We didn't state it yet. They're going to develop it. Okay. Lema delo Rabbi Yehuda. Shall we say that Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with this Mishnah that Pesach and Mila is a mitzvah saseh? How? The E Rabbi Akiva. That if this Mishnah agreed with Rabbi Akiva, Kevin the Mokilah the Pesach. Okay. Since he holds that, you know, the chukah is talks about the Shamarta es achuka hazos miyomim yomima deals with Korban Pesach, is lav name ika. Then Korban Pesach has to be a lav for a technical reason and not only an asay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the technical reason. Kiderab Ovin is Omar Rabbi Lai. Like Rav Ovin quoted Rabbi Lai, the Omar Rav Ovin, Omar Rabbi Lai, that kol mokom in any pasuk shenema, wherever it says the word yishomer, or shamar, or pen, or al, is eino ela belotase. Those words signal that you have a lav. I'll go back to the pasuk that we learned first of all, with the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. Titania Vishamata es achuka azos lomoadomi yomim yomima. You got shmira, right? You got to be careful. If that's the case, Rab Obin Omar Rabbi Loi said that every time it says shamar, you're dealing with a lav. Okay? Well, if we're then dealing with a lav, and Rabbi Akiva holds that Hishomelacho Vishamata es achuka azos talks about Korban Pesach, then he is in direct conflict with another Mishnah, which says that Korban Pesach is an assay. Now there's a technicality in language over here.
Penalty-wise, it makes sense that it's allowed.
No. Why does it...
Penalty-wise.
Oh!
Penalty-wise, it would make sense that it's allowed.
You hear what he's saying?
We're always coming out with the statement, you know, fast asleep. You know, we're always coming out with the statement that here's the one assay that if you haven't fulfilled it, you have a chiyuv kares.
Two assays.
Yeah. I mean, all right.
Okay.
But here's one.
All right.
But here's one of them.
The chiyuv kares only comes for allowed.
Except
for two asin. Okay?
It makes sense that there's got to be a lav behind it for there to be a few cars in any of them.
Okay, so continue. The Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva, it is entirely possible to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, that whenever Hishomer comes for a lav in the Pasuk of a lav, then the word Hishomer is a lav. But if the Hishomer introduces an assay to do something actively and positively, then it's an assay. And if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva can hold from the Mishnah and have no problems with Rabbi Ovin, Rabbi Omar Rabbi Lo. That's all. Bridge the gap. But more critical than that is the next part. The Gemara asks, Vesova Rabbi Akiva that Shabbos is mantilim? Are you seriously going to say from this machlokas that we just had in the Brisa between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva that you're going to imply that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? For Tanya, we have another Brisa that says quite the contrary. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says outrightly, Yachol I may think improperly, that Yaniach Adam tefillin b'Shabbos v'yom tovim, that a person should put on tefillin on Shabbos v'yom tov. Talmud Loma, that's why we have a pasuk to come to teach us, V'hoyalachala os al yadacha, that tefillin is an os on your hand. Mi shetzrichim os. You know when you're going to put on tefillin? On those days that need an os. Yotzu'u elu, to exclude those days, shehein gufan os, that they themselves are an os. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a brisa right over here, quoting Rabbi Akiva himself, where Rabbi Akiva, you cannot say that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos and Yom Tov is man tefillin. It seems just the exact opposite. Hello? If that's the case, if it's not Rabbi Akiva who holds this, and remember we started out in this discussion to say that Rabbi Akiva is the one who tells us that Shabbos is man tefillin, if it's not Rabbi Akiva based on this second brisa, and if that's the case, Elohai Tanahu, we have another Tanah, the Tanya, who taught us that Haneor Balaila, if a person stays up all night, Rotsa, if he wants to, is Choleitz, he takes off his tefillin. And Rotsa, if he wants to, is Maniach, he leaves on his tefillin, Divrei Rab Nosson, whether day or night.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yonason HaKitani, Yonason from Kitan Omer, that's not true. Is ein manichin tefillin balayla, that you don't put on tefillin balayla right here now.
Even if you are up all
night. Even if you are all night, because tefillin balayla is lavzman tefillin. So probably maybe it's this Yonas and Akitani that if layla is not zman tefillin, in other words, tefillin is a zman mitzvah, then probably it is he also who would tell us that Shabbos is not a zman of tefillin. But let's see if that works out. Says the Gemara, Midalaila Latana Kamas Man Tfilin, and since Laila is not the time for Zman Tfilin, Shabbos Nami Zman Tfilin.
Latana Kama. What's the not a minus in a kitoy, that a common feels.
Right.
That if he was up all night, if he wants to leave his tefillin on all night, he may. So therefore, so according to Tanikamo, Lilo's man feeling. If Lilo's man feeling, so Shabbos is also man feeling.
Okay, you got it. Maybe even so, he would say, wait a minute. Laila's man tefillin hu. Okay. At night time, during the week, it's man tefillin, because that's the oath. But Shabbos still, he wouldn't admit that Shabbos is man tefillin. Laila's man tefillin hu. Doshamin and Laila Rabbi Akiva. Because we learned, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, Laila's man tefillin hu. That even if Laila is a Zman Tefillin, but during the weekday, still Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. Still on Shabbos, it's not Zman Tefillin, and therefore, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman tefillin. Even if you allow it at night, as long as it's the weekday, and not on Shabbos, and not on Yom Tov, like Rabbi Akiva, then it's a mitzvah sasei shazman tefillin. But if we hold that way, then we have another problem. Ella, Haitanahu, Titania. Maybe it originates from another Tana. The Tana said in a Braisa, Michal Baskushi, Haisa Manachas Tfilin. That this woman by the name of Michal Baskushi would put on Tfilin. Indicating that it's what? It's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Velo michu bo chachomim. And chachomim didn't protest, because in those days, you know when chachomim protested? When a woman wanted to do a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. They protested. Don't do it. The ishta shel Yona, and the wife of Yona Hanovi, ha'isa olala regel velo michu bo chachomim. She would go ahead on Aliyah LaRegel on when? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, which is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. V'lo michu bo chachamim. And Chazal did not say go home. It's midlo michu bo chachamim, since in these two cases with Tefillin and Aliyah LaRegel, we see that Chachamim didn't protest, Almo Kosavri, maybe they held that Tefillin is what? Is mitzvah saseh shelo hazman gramahi. And if it doesn't have to do with zman, therefore, what happens? Shabbos is zman tefillin, Yom Tov is zman tefillin, and therefore, women can put on tefillin.
Well, maybe, but if a woman sat in a sukkah, they would protest.
That's right.
A woman couldn't even sit in a sukkah.
Unless,
not unless.
Unless, as we will see, and indeed this is the case, she has an ulterior motive. Okay. If you look in Tosfos, Michal Baskushi Hoisa Manachas Tefillin. You have it. Okay. The Psikta, the Rab Chizkia b'Shem Rab Avohu Omru. Ishto shel Yona, the wife of Yona, when she came on Aliyah, hushva, she was sent back, go home. And Michal Bas Kushi, when she put on tefillin, what happened to her? Michu bo chachomim. She protested. Yeah, they protested against her. Is Masha perish for kuntras? And what Rashi says, the imitzvah saseh shazman grama, who is hayu mochim biyada, that if we held that the tefillin was imitzvah saseh shazman grama, they would have protested. Shenira kemo sifa, it would seem as if she is adding to her required amounts of, what do you call it, of mitzvahs, which we protest, is, says Taisus, ein nira l'Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yitzchak holds differently. Why? Because we have a Gemara that we are going to learn in a moment when we turn the page, that Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Noshim Samchos Rishus. Leave that. But Visham Inan Le Beperek Kama de Sukkah, we learn in the first parak of Sukkah, right at the beginning, the Omar, where it holds that Heleni Hamalka, who was a Malka Tzadekis, times of the second Beis Hamikdash. She was a Malchus Chashmonai. Is Hoysa Yeshevis Besukah? It brings there that she did sit in the sukkah, which without question is a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, the zayin boneho, and she sat with seven sons. Okay? And if we hold that michuba, we don't have on record that Chazal protested that she did this, and so you say so it was a malka, she was a queen, she got away with it. Not true. She was a tzikonia. And if it was al shaloh api alocha, even though she was a queen, she wouldn't have done it. So the only way that we can answer it is that mishum banel ha'yisa yosheves, that it was because of her seven sons that she was together with the family, and therefore that's why she sat. Velo mechazed kibal tosif, and this isn't a classical case of adding a mitzvah where you have no reason to do the mitzvah. So it comes out that according to Tosfos here, he wants to intimate that if a person doesn't have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah and does it anyway, that you are within the getter, you are within the realm of what? Of Baal Tosif. It isn't a matter of option here. It's a matter that if you are exempt from a mitzvah and you do it, you are taking a mitzvah and thereby performing an avera called Baal Tosif.
So by that, there's no concept of kima mitzvah then.
What do we keep that kima mitzvah? That's an avera.
Talk to me. I don't know that I understand.
We come down. Generally, the answer given to a woman now is you're not a kima.
Yeah.
But if you want to be, if you want to have some kima mitzvah sitting in the sukkah, go ahead. That's the general answer that we give a woman nowadays. Go ahead.
Good. Because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, you don't have to do it.
Right.
But if you want to,
it's like this, there's no such concept. It doesn't exist. There's no such bird as kiyam ha-mitzvah optionally.
Why?
Because you've got done saying that. That's
your
customer's fault. Yep. You just got done saying that by this Torah, there's no such concept. So the whole thing goes that way.
With what mitzvah?
It's
sukkah.
So why should tefillin be any different?
Okay. I was just waiting for you to say it. Why should tefillin be any different? That's where we will pick up in Yitzhak Hashem when we finish the last piece of Gemara, the last 10-15 lines, and we will then take a look at it in Mishnah Berurah, especially the Das of the Ramah, and we will unfortunately have to look at a Shita of Yonas ben Uziel, who remember was a Tana. He may have written a Targum La Torah, but Yonison ben Uziel was a Tana, he learned from the Torah. And then we'll see, maybe we have an answer.